beginning of Parshas Bahar deals with the mitzvah of Shemitah. Shemitah is the mitzvah that for 6 years we work the field. On the seventh year, we rest Shabbos LaHashem. In fact, some take it literally, and many Gedolim on Shemitah used to go to the land, kiss the land, and say a Guten Shabbos, or perhaps Shabbat Shalom, whichever language. I mean, some say we don't paskin this way, but some held whoever doesn't keep the Shemitah, he's like desecrating Shabbos publicly. That's not an accepted opinion. Mm-hmm. We don't assume that way, but that's how far some take it. So that 6 years we work in the seventh, and it's a Shabbos LaHashem is the language of the Torah. So, yeah.
I mean, these people wouldn't like the those who sell the land to the Arabs on the seventh year. They wouldn't go with that.
Well, who would? That's a separate discussion. Who wouldn't go with that?
I mean, the people who are very strict on kissing the ground and stuff.
Right. It depends. Yeah. Well, the Heta Mechira is a separate discussion. In fact, there is a shita actually. That the only type, maybe it fits into this shita, that the only time we consider you a Mechal Shabbos for Fahesia in public is v'charesh uv'katzir, if you're working the land. Because that's what so maybe it's how I was just thinking aloud there. But regardless, we have a mitzvah of Shemitah, I think it's coming up this year in Eretz Yisrael. So 6 years we work, the seventh year we rest Shabbos LaHashem. So it's interesting how the Torah introduces the mitzvah of Shemitah. It says something like, "Re'aber Hashem al Moshe Lemor." I don't have a chumash in front of me, but something like that. "Re'aber Hashem al Moshe Lemor." No, "Re'aber Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor." That the Torah says explicitly that the mitzvah of Shemitah Hashem gave to Moshe on Har Sinai, the mitzvah of Shemitah. That's what the pasuk says. So Rashi is bothered quoting the Torah's Kohanim saying, "Ma inyan," and it's a famous saying, they even moved it into colloquial words, "Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai." It seems to be a non sequitur. Why is Sinai? In fact, some people use it as a non sequitur, but they don't realize there's an answer. It isn't a non sequitur. I think Ma'inyin Gittin Eitzel Nedarim. That's a non sequitur. But either way, so Ma'inyin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. So Torah kind of says, why is the Torah telling me explicitly that the mitzvah of Shemitah was given Har Sinai? Halo Kol HaMitzvahs Nemru B'Sinai. What do you think? You're discovering America here? All the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. So you're making it sound like you discovered America. You're like a news flash. You know what? Shemitah is given at Har Sinai. Like, okay, very good. So is Shabbos, so is kosher, so is tefillin. Every mitzvah is given at Har Sinai. So what in the world is the Torah getting at here? So Rashi quotes in the Torah's Kohanim, because there's a famous debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael on what was given in Har Sinai. In other words, there's something called Kolim, general rules, and there's something called Pratim, particular rules, the more nuanced dinim, we'll call it. So Rabbi Akiva says the Kolim and the Pratim, all the general rules and all the particular rules, were given in Har Sinai. And Rabbi Yishmael disagrees and says only the general rules were given at Sinai. The pratim were given later on. The different details, other details were given later on, as perhaps as they traveled or not. But that's the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. We generally assume, and that's the way Rashi is saying, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that we genuinely assume the normative approach is we assume everything was given at Har Sinai. I mean, of the Torah Shebeksav, all the general rules and the particular rules. It's a separate debate we'll have to go into with the Yentov Shavuos coming up. When exactly was the Torah, this is what Moshe got at Har Sinai, what he actually gave over to the Jewish people, when and when was it actually written down? That's a separate discussion. But for right now, the Rashi quotes Rabbi Akiva's opinion that the general rules and the particular rules were given at Sinai. So that's what the Torah kind of is coming to tell me here. Just like the mitzvah Shemitah, the general and the particular rules were given at Sinai, so too all the other mitzvahs, Shabbos, kosher, tefillin, not only were the generals given, but the particular rules as well. So that's how Rashi answers up with the Torah's Kohanim, Ma'inyin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, to teach me that the Kolam HaPratim were not just given at Har Sinai to Shemitah, but they were given to all mitzvahs. However, it begs the question, Hadar Kasha Leduchta, as they say. Okay, but why did they use Shemitah to teach it? Why didn't they say by the Ber Hashem, by Har Sinai Leimor, by the mitzvah of Shabbos, by the mitzvah of kosher, by the mitzvah of tefillin? So Rashi answered the question, but it doesn't really answer the question. What's special? It does answer that he says we learn out all the mitzvahs from Shemitah. But why did he use Shemitah as the example? That Rashi does not give. So now we have to look to the later commentators to explain why was Shemitah singled out as to learn. We're learning out all mitzvahs from Shemitah. There must be something special about Shemitah that we're going to learn out the other mitzvahs. Yeah.
Before I forget, what does that mean, Hadar Kasha
Leduchta? Yeah, Hadar, it's an expression that the question comes back. Hadar Kasha, like, you basically didn't answer the Kasha, meaning, or...
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yes.
Even though he did answer, but I'm saying...
But ultimately,
it begs the Kasha still. So therefore, we have to explain why was Shemitah used. I understand the answer is because the Kolam and Pratim were given. But does it explain why? What lesson can we uniquely learn from Shemitah that we can apply to all other mitzvahs? So we'll take a couple of approaches here. We have the famous pshat of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, one of the great giants, he wants to explain as follows. He says, what's unique about the mitzvah of Shemitah? Shemitah is a mitzvah that proves that Torah is min hashamayim, that Torah is from God. Why? Because imagine a king gets up and says, you know what? Then I want you to stop working the land on the seventh year, and don't worry, I promise you food, I'll give you a blessing, we'll get a double year, we'll guarantee you all the food. Okay. They foolishly listen to him the first year, and half of them die from starvation, so you think the next time it comes along, some people are going to listen? Basically, you're making a mockery out of yourself. If you're a melech bus of a dumb to make a promise you can't keep, I don't mean a promise you can't keep and no one knows you can't keep it. If it's a secret, you know, if it's not going to... But this is going to be out in the open. It's not a matter of... A lot of people make promises they don't keep, and you know, but they make sure, as long as no one knows I'm not keeping it, maybe it's not considered lying. It's only if people find out about it. So however the case is, so it's obvious, only a God in heaven can go ahead and make a promise like this. He'll give you a bracha for double produce, and then, because what's going to happen? They're going to try it. So therefore... So what does the Chasam Sofer say? That's why the Torah used Shemitah as an... Why did the Torah use Shemitah as an example to teach me? Not all mitzvahs is clear cut. Anyone, a king, a Melech Bas of Adam, could say, don't murder, don't steal, don't, you know, everyone, don't speed. Any human being can make up laws with Seichel. And therefore, you know, Ben Adam Chaveiro. So not that our Ben Adam Chaveiro aren't from God, they are, but it's not by looking at them, I wouldn't know. The fact someone said not to murder, well, wow, the Torah must be from, there's certain universal principles, you know, all, most normal people believe in, you know, natural law. So the fact I say, you know what, the Torah says don't steal, wow, like, okay, big, I mean, it's easy to, you know, it depends what you mean, what stealing means. There's a lot of nuance. But you get the point here. There are many mitzvahs that it's not obvious from God. Anyone, any rational person. So it wouldn't be approved. So we specifically learn out the mitzvah of Shemitah, because Shemitah is clear cut. This is clearly a mitzvah only being given in heaven, only given by God. So we learn out, just like Shemitah is a mitzvah only given by God, so to all the other 612 commandments are also Torah min haShamayim. I'll give you another example from Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Shavuos is coming up. We're going to read the Aseres HaDibros, the 10 principles, the 10 commandments as they're known. And what is the last of the 10 commandments? Lo Sachmod. Not to covet someone's wife, someone's field, etc. So there's a famous question of the Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra, one of the medieval commentators. He says, I don't get it. How we know that Torah legislates action. They tell me not to steal, not to kill, not to murder, not to do, but to legislate something in my mind, like if I have a desire for someone's field, like how could the Torah mandate how could the Torah mandate one's actions? So the Ibn Ezra has a famous answer. We'll go into another time. But what the Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch answers is, no, what do we see? Imagine a Melech Bas of Adam saying, you know what, I'm making a rule, anyone who thinks evil of me, I'm going to punish and put in jail. Anyone who thinks evil of your next-door neighbor, so obviously he'll be a galechter. I'll think evil all I want. And what's the difference? Because the king's not going to know what I'm thinking. You know, who knows, maybe with the artificial intelligence, maybe they'll come up. But at this point, it's not there. You can't read minds. So therefore, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says that's one of the proofs that the Torah was given in heaven, because again, this like by Shemitah, these are two mitzvahs. The Chasam Sofer says it by Shemitah, and Rav Shimshon Rav Hirsch says it by Lo Sachmo. These are two mitzvahs that show that they have to be minash from God. So too, we learn how all other mitzvahs are given by God at Har Sinai. So that's the approach of the Chasam Sofer. There's another approach I heard from one of my Rebbeim, Rev Nissen Alpert, a Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He lived on the Lower East Side. So he says as follows, that he points out that what's unique about Shemitah? We know there are certain mitzvahs we have daily. Sometimes we do it three times a day. Certain mitzvahs, Shabbos once a week, Rosh Chodesh once a month. We have different mitzvahs that some happen frequently, Tadir, Vashenu Tadir. So, and the certain mitzvahs happen very infrequently. I think we did many years ago, it was Kiddush Hachama. I think it's once every 29 years, and it was a 19 or 29. So, there are different mitzvahs that happen, you know, well in advance, you know. So therefore, it's very easy to get excited when you're doing a mitzvah once in a while, or you're having a special, you know, something comes up. It's a rarity, you know. Doesn't make it more important, but it's easier to get excited. Something that happens all the time. We know a lot of times we take things for granted, we do things for real, we don't appreciate it. So that's what Rav Alpert explained. He says, why is Shemitah given as an example? It's not so much the mitzvah Shemitah, but it's the frequency of the mitzvah Shemitah. That Shemitah only happens once every 7 years. I'm sure the farmers aren't that happy about it. They can't plant it. I guess maybe they are happy. They get to learn the whole year. They go to the Beis HaMedrash. They get a blessing. So Shemitah is a mitzvah that happens every 7 years. So therefore, it's new. It's fresh. People are excited. They have this lavas about it. So that's what the lesson of Shemitah is. The same excitement you have when you do the mitzvah Shemitah, which is once every 7 years, that you have to learn for kol ha-mitzvahs, that so to Kriya Shema, I'm saying Kriya Shema twice a day, three times a day, I daven every day, I keep Shabbos every week. It's easier said than done. We have to work on ourselves, but that's what it's coming to teach me. The same excitement you have when you do a mitzvah once every 7 years, should the same excitement you have to have when you do a mitzvah three times a day. Like usually, when I see about someone coming, let's say, to put on that tefillin for the first time, yes, like a bar mitzvah boy. So, you know, the father, the grandparents, the kids all smiles, are so excited. So after davening, I usually go over and say, I want to give a bracha to the bar mitzvah boy, saying the same excitement you had today when you put on your tefillin, you should have it at Mea the Yesrim. That same excitement you should have every day you put on. So that's the lesson. Ma'in and Shemitah, just like Shemitah, it's easier to get excited because it happens infrequently. So too, we have to learn out on all mitzvahs, even those that happen daily. Jeff, you have Akasha.
Yes, if you want the excitement of rarity, I'd say Yovel. And also people getting their farms back and everything.
Correct. Yovel's even every 50 years. Right, so therefore you could say, usually Shemitah and Yovel go together, so the parsha right after does talk about Yovel, so you're right. So we could say Shemitah and Yovel's even better. But Shemitah and Yovel, in fact, according to many, Shemitah and Yovel are connected. In fact, according to some, if there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah either. We assume this is Shemitah Durabana, but there are those Rishonim, I think the Baal HaMor, the Ravid, that if you don't have, so therefore it fits in well with what you're saying, that Yovel happens every 50 years, and therefore the same excitement you're going to have for Shemitah and Yovel, I guess, but you can't have a Yovel without Shemitah, but right, but Yovel is every 50 years. Very good. So therefore, that's the second approach from Rav Nissen Alper. We had the approach of the Chasam Sofer teaching me Torah min HaShamayim, all the mitzvahs. We have Rav Nissen Alper teaching me about the excitement. And we'll conclude with the opinion of the Or HaChayim HaKodesh. He asked this question as well. Why are we using Shemitah to teach me this lesson by Har Sinai here? What's the connection between Har Sinai and the mitzvah of Shemitah? So he explains that really Shemitah is connected to Sinai. Shemitah is connected to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, because I think Chazal tell us that first we say in our davening, Ubnei Chataeinu, Galinu Me'artzeinu. Because of our sins, we are exiled. Of course, we need a Navi to tell us that, and we have to know which sins and when. It's not for us to point judgment on anyone else, but it's a general rule. Because of our sins, we are put in exile. Yes. So the question is, and that's what Chazal tell us, because we didn't keep the laws of Shemitah properly, we were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So we see that for us to keep Eretz Yisrael, we have to follow in the Bris. We have to follow in the Bris Torah. We have to follow in the Bris on Har Sinai that we were given with our Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. The Bris Torah, in fact, it fits in well, because the Gemara tells us in Brachas that there, when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, benching, we have four Brachas. Moshe Hazanas HaKol Daman, Yoshua, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Nodewacha, David and Shlomo, Yerushalayim, and fourth bracha, Derabbanan Haruge Beitar. So there's an interesting Gemara in Brachas. The bracha says, when in order to fill the mitzvah about Eretz Yisrael, in order to fulfill the bracha, the second bracha, the one Yoshua instituted when they entered Israel, the Gemara says, "Call me Shelo Omar Bris V'Torah." If you don't say Val Bris Chashachasamta V'Sereinu Val Tarasu Shalantanu, you are in Yotze the second bracha. So what's pshat? So why? Because the same Yisod is, because when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, if you want to keep, you want to appreciate and keep the gift of Eretz Yisrael, so then it has to be with the Bris Torah. You have to be Zoch in order, as Abram had his discussion with God. God said, "Bischus Karbanos, you'll get to keep Eretz Yisrael." So Abram wasn't having, he says, that's good when we have a Beis HaMikdash. But what about when we're in Golis? He said, okay, you got me. Amiris Karbanos. If you read the Karbanos every day, but again, we see we need a schus to keep Eretz. It's not the fact we have it. So we see if you don't keep Kosho Omar Bris V'Torah. So that's what the Orach Chaim HaKodesh is getting at. That Dafka Shmita, because Shmita is a specific link. Shmita means Eretz Yisrael. It only applies to Eretz Yisrael. And you don't keep Bris V'Torah, if you don't keep the laws of Shmita, you're going to get thrown out. And therefore, and as well, if you don't, and that means you're not keeping the Bris with Hashem. So that's how the Orach Chaim says, do we want to link the mitzvah of Shmita with Har Sinai, i.e. Eretz Yisrael and Shmita, that if you don't keep Shmita, if you don't keep the Torah, so then Eretz Yisrael, they'll vomit you out of the land, as we read about, I think it was in Acharei Mos, not too long ago, we read about it, but if you do the sins, the land will vomit you out of the land. That Eretz Yisrael is totally in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and that's what we'll have to get into. On Sunday we'll probably discuss Yom Yerushalayim in detail, but that's the Yisrael. When we have Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Yom Ha'atzma'ut or whatever day you're going to pick, Eir, that the Hakaras HaTov of getting Eretz Yisrael back and Yom Yerushalayim will go into, it has to be done, you know, with the Bris and Torah, it has to be done. Then in order to have the schus of keeping Eretz Yisrael, it has to be based on Har Sinai, like the Orach Chaim. So, to summarize, we have, why was Shemitah singled out in the Torah? All the mitzvahs were given Har Sinai. So why do we have to learn out the general principles and particular ones from Shemitah? So we had three approaches. The Chasam Sofer, dislike Shemitah, had to be a mitzvah only God could give, no melech bas of Adam. So too, all the mitzvahs given at Sinai are min hashamayim. Just like the Rav Hirsch says by Gosachmo, the king can't say, give me rules what to think about. Then we have Rav Nissen Alpert about the power of excitement. You do a mitzvah every 7 years, every 50 years. So therefore, the same excitement you have for that, we have to install into our everyday mitzvahs. That's what we're learning from Shemitah, that we have to apply the excitement on all mitzvahs. And Orach Chaim is saying Shemitah equals Sinai, the link between Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah and Sinai. In order for us to be Zocha to keep Eretz Yisrael, we have to keep the Bris and Torah. And hence it says specifically by the mitzvah Shemitah, Bahar Sinai Lemor. Sinai, Shemitah, and Eretz Yisrael are all linked together, because in order to keep Eretz Yisrael, we have to keep the laws of the Torah, which were given at Bahar Sinai Lemor.